morning's session is a report on the work going on with the starts with the Thick Who Is PDP PDP work. We have Mikey O'Connor here to present to us. So I think if we could start the recording and get things going immediately. Good, we're good to go. Thank you. Welcome, everyone, to our Sunday working sessions. Let's kick off with Mikey, first of all.
Hello, everybody. My name's Mikey O'Connor, and I'm the chair of the Thick Who Is PDP Working Group. I see friends and familiar faces in the room, so if anybody, it looks like we've got plenty of room at the table this morning, so if any of the working group members want to join me at the microphones, that would be great. And I think that we can probably make up the time that we lost for you, Jonathan, because we're at pretty early stage, but I'll just walk you through this. I think mostly what I want to do today is set the stage for the work that we're going to be doing. And to start with that, I want to take a moment just to work through what we're about. Because who is a complex and charged topic, as we all know. And this is a very narrow PDP to look at a very narrow slice of that topic. And so what you see on the screen is the first of two pages, which is basically straight out of our charter as a working group. And these words, I think, are really helpful to sort of narrow us in on what this is all about. Most of the registries in the GTLDs are what we call thick registries. And I think it's really important that we make clear what we're talking about as the difference between those two things. So as things sort of settle in, everybody's ready to go. Okay. So ICANN specify who is requirements through two agreements. One is through the registry agreements and one, so the RA, and the other is the Registrar Accreditation Agreement, the RAA. And over time, there have been sort of two models under which the registries and registrars have fulfilled those who is obligations. There's the thin model, which it's best characterized by the registries .com, .net, and .jobs, and then there's the thick model, which is essentially the rest of the GTLDs. And before we get to the differences between those two, let me just highlight that there are two kinds of data that live in Whois. One kind of data is about the domain name. So where are its name servers? When was it established? When is it going to expire? And the other kind of data has to do with the registrant and the various contacts, the personal data that's associated with a name. So there's sort of these two sorts of data. And in the thin model, the registry only collects the information associated with the domain name, the creation date, etc. And the registry then publishes that, and along with that data, publishes the name of the registrar, which in turn has the information about the registrant and the contact data. So that there are these two kinds of data, and they're in two different places. The domain-related data is at the registry, and the personal data is at the registrar. Hang on a minute, Wendy. Let me just, this is a very short pitch, and then, you know. Well,
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wonder whether there's anybody who doesn't know this background already.
Well, that's a good question. Is there anybody in the room who doesn't understand the difference between thick and thin? Who is? Maybe we should let people raise their hands on that. That's a good point. Not too many hands went up. Okay, I'll move it along. So let me push through. In the thick model, basically all of that data resides at the registry, and part of the data is at the registrar and is collected. All of the data is collected by the registrar. All right, so on to the topics that this working group is addressing. This came out of the impetus for this PDP came out of IRTPC and came out of IRTPB, and the thought there was that it would be there are a lot of reasons why it would be helpful to have all of the registries working under the thick model. And this list that you see in front of you is sort of the list of things that we're looking at with regard to that. This is a very narrow and operational PDP. It's not addressing a lot of the who is topics that are more controversial, although we've got some controversial ones in here, and this is our list. I think I'll sort of run through the rest of there's not much left in this presentation, and so I'll just finish this off and then we can have a chat. So we started in November. We've got subteams working on some of that topic list. We decided that it would be useful to have a panel of experts who were either involved in some of the earlier transitions from thin to thick, like the one for .info, for example. We've gone out to the various SOs and ACs and asked for input, and that is back, and we've consolidated that into a working document. And we are now in the middle of working our way through that list of topics. I don't think we're going to quite make Durban, although we will probably have a pretty good handle on where we're at by Durban. We should be able to give you a much more substantive report as to the content of where we're headed, although I don't think our initial report is quite going to make Durban, because that one's a bit closer than the amount of time we had between the last two meetings. There's a slide that's out of sequence, and since I did this deck, that's all my fault. So I'm going to skip that. I think we're kidding when we say that we're going to have an initial report for public comment by Durban. I think we're a little out of whack on that, right? No, we're shooting for Durban on the initial report. I'm looking at Marika, who is, in fact, and Barry is hitting me over the head with a stick, saying, come on, Mikey, we can do this. So maybe we'll have an initial report by Durban. Okay. Never mind. So that's sort of the news of the day on Thick Who Is. We are running a little bit earlier than I was planning, so we've got 10 minutes to talk, and then we'll be on schedule for Jonathan. Go ahead. Any questions, thoughts? Jeffrey?
So just out of curiosity, why do you think it's a stretch to get an initial report by Durban?
Well, I was working off of a set of dates in my head and I think what I'm doing is I'm confusing IRTP dates and Thick Who Is dates, and Marika is nodding. So one of these is harder to reach Durban by. It's early in the morning and I'm jet lagged and I just reversed them in my head. So there's no hidden meaning there at all. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I mean, the timeline we've put together is pretty tight, because as you've seen, there are quite a number of topics the working group is expected to consider. So for each of those, we've created like sub-teams, and that took a bit of time to actually kick that off. But I think now we've on a pace where we really try to set a faster pace to really force the working group to focus on each of these issues for one meeting, then draft a draft chapter for that section, and then have the second meeting to basically sign off or make any changes that are necessary. So we're trying to pick up the pace, but really at the same time give due consideration to each of the issues, looking at the comments that were received. Something we did, for example, is create a little Excel sheet where we try to outline the positions on each of these issues, and it, you know, has become quite clear that on several of the topics there is what we can say probably consensus, strong support that there are no issues if the quiz would be required, but there are some concerns that we don't want to overlook either, and you know, give due consideration and address in the discussion. So that is taking some time, but I think on the timeline we've set out, and I think everyone's working really hard and trying to make those deadlines, I'm hoping that we would at least get an initial report, noting that of course there may be issues that need further considerations or issues that the group will put out for further input as part of the initial report, as part of an initial report. So.
Wendy?
Thanks, Wendy Seltzer. I know the non-commercial have been concerned about the privacy and jurisdictional implications of moving from thin to thick whois, changing and reducing the choice that registrants have. Can you tell us what the status of those conversations is?
Sure. Wendy's right. I think that probably one of the knottiest issues that we're working with is that one. There's a subgroup that's led by Don Blumenthal from Afilias. I haven't seen Don yet. I'm not sure if he's here, but I think he's here, and we're going to focus on that conversation actually in the face-to-face meeting, so this might be a good time to plug the face-to-face one is Wednesday, right? Monday. Tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning, conveniently located early in the day for those of us who are jet-lagged and already been up for 4 hours. And what we're planning to do in that meeting is spend a little bit more time with the basics, explaining the difference between thin and thick whois, hoping that we'll have some newcomers at the meeting, although at that hour we may not, and then spend a bit of time at that face-to-face meeting tomorrow to talk about that. We're sort of juggling the developments in Europe and the conversations within ICANN, et cetera. And the sense that I've got is that the conversation is very productive. We're hoping to find a way through that will address the issues that have been raised, but I can't, as the chair, I can't predict the outcome of that quite yet, and I've got hands up all over the place. I think I'll let Jeff go first and then Marika and John. Okay, John, were you before Jeff? Okay.
Not alphabetically.
Well, that's... Yeah, last name. We'll go last.
John Broward, BC. We've had, 10 years experience now with thick whois?
Yeah.
So what's the experience been with regard to privacy and thick whois?
I'm going to tiptoe around that issue until I've got the privacy sub-team here. I'm not going to as chair at this point because I haven't been sitting in on those meetings. So in terms of the content discussion, I invite you all to join us at 7:30 tomorrow morning. I'm not going to wing this one.
But there must be some... I mean, there must be some raw material upon which the
John,
can draw.
So, John, this is Jeff. I mean, I think, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think it's the thick whois itself that's causing the privacy concern. It's actually the transition from the thin to thick and then the privacy implications of the transition, right? That's what's being looked at?
Since that's the question at issue, yes, it's registrants who registered with one set of expectations about where their data would be stored being transitioned without any choice in the matter. As a separate question, in other places we've non-commercial has urged that thin whois is a better regime for offering registrants that choice generally so that they're not constrained to storing their data where the registry is located but can choose a registrar in a jurisdiction with privacy-friendly practices. But in this PDP in particular, it's the transition questions. Since you said this is looking at the use of ThickWhois by all GTLD registries, both existing and future, there is some space to consider the question of do we recommend Thick everywhere? And we would say we wouldn't.
So I've got Jonathan, Jeff, but I'm going to always go to Marika first because...
No, just worth mentioning as well, Anita, that a lot of attention is being given to these issues, and the sub-team on this has been meeting on a weekly basis, and I think really there are some very positive discussions. But again, I think really trying to focus on what are the specific issues from the perspective of privacy and data protection for thick versus thin, as also some broader questions have been raised. And it may also be worth pointing out that the working group did look at what they formed an ad hoc expert panel where they've looked at people that have been involved in the transition from thin to thick for .org to ask them about their experiences and any implications they may have seen from a privacy perspective to get some insights on that as well. So there are different avenues that the group is exploring and trying to give due consideration to all the issues that are being raised. But I think something that is that they're still looking for is, and I saw that Don has actually circulated, I think a first draft of a chapter on that subject is concrete data points and examples of where this has been an issue, and I think that has been a bit of a challenge to find that apart from hypothetical scenarios. So that may be one of the points where people can provide input if they have any.
And I didn't mean to cause you to lose your place in the queue. So Jeff, and then John.
So I guess my question is, this is Jeff Newman, on the expert working group, I'm assuming that, and I don't know if anyone knows here, but I would assume that this is an area that if they start talking about, that they'll actually defer to the already ongoing PDP. So this is not something that they're going to be discussing.
This is an ad hoc expert group. It's not to be confused
Group. Yeah, I understood that. I meant the new expert working group that was created by the CEO to look at registry data directory services, whatever they're calling it now. I would assume that this is not a topic they're talking about because it's already the subject of a PDP.
Right. I mean, something that we have done as well is try to outline like all the concerns that have been raised again in an Excel sheet, outlining them and trying as well for each of them to identify, saying, okay, if this is not within our remit, is it somewhere else being discussed, and can we maybe direct some of the information that is being gathered or considered or have been brought forward just to that other group or initiative that's working on it, and need to be able to not say, oh, we don't care about this, we do know it's a concern, but it's just not for this working group to address, but there are others that may look at it. So I think they're looking for a mechanism to see if there is anything coming out of this discussion that is not within the remit of this working group but is being considered somewhere else, that there is a way to actually maybe send that information that way, or at least highlight that it was considered and discussed.
Thomas.
Thank you, Mikey. I have a question more for Wendy and Milton, actually, the data protection concerns that you have. Is that really something that is connected to thick versus thin? I think the overarching issue is the, from a European perspective, excessive requirement by ICANN for collection and disclosure of data in the first place.
Milton, go ahead.
Not speaking for Wendy, she can add her own two cents to this, but it depends. If, in fact, ICANN imposes stringent regulations on registrars as well as registries that force them to do things that we consider bad from a privacy standpoint, then there wouldn't be much of a difference between thick versus thin. In fact, in some respects, from a privacy protection standpoint, having uniform regulations that you apply to a registry might be more accountable than otherwise. But the main difference is that if ICANN actually allows registrars to have varying policies with respect to how they handle customer data, then consumers do have a choice, and they can migrate on that basis. Whereas if you impose regulations at the registry level, then consumers don't have a choice if they use that registry. And particularly if you have a system that imposes a uniform regulations on all GTLDs, regardless of what they are.
Wendy, did you want to add anything?
There's a problem in both places, would be my short answer. And I think giving, increasing the choice and diversity of choices gives more opportunities for registrars to apply the who has conflicts with privacy law procedures and assert those in defense of their registrants, and gives more opportunities to protect privacy. Certainly, I would prefer if ICANN adopted an overall policy of complying with the most stringent of privacy laws, so that registrars and registries didn't have to challenge procedures or adopt unique procedures based on their national laws, but rather that ICANN could enable all of its registrars and registries to compete on a level playing field and be privacy protective at the same time.
I'm conscious of the time, and I saw that Patrick Falstrom just walked in. So maybe Marika can have a word, and then if anybody has any burning issues, we'll take one more question. But then this is by far the most interesting topic in this working group, and I encourage you all to come join us tomorrow morning at 7:30, where we're going to have a little bit more time and can spend some more, go a little bit deeper on this. Marika?
This is Marika. Following up on Thomas's question, and I think that's one of the questions the sub-team has been struggling with as well, because in a thick registry, the only thing that the registry does is republish the information that's already published by the registrar. So how... You know, I understand the broader concern of that information just being public by the registrar already, and I think that's a broader who is privacy concern. But I think where the sub-team is struggling in how is that different, that information that is already publicly available at the registrar level is just being published as well at the registry level. That is the only difference that we're looking at, and is already being done in many GTLD registries and a requirement for new GTLDs. So how to align that with the concerns expressed, and I think that's where the crux of the questions or discussions currently are.
Thanks, all. This is why I enjoy working groups so much, because these are really interesting, complicated questions, and we're deep into it, as you've gotten a sample today. Please join us tomorrow, and back to you.
Thank you very much, Mikey. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your presentation, and thank you for highlighting that issue. I'd encourage councillors who have a specific interest in this to either contribute tomorrow or via the working group. It would be very useful to not have the contributions solely take place here. So if we could close off that session now and stop the recording there while we allow Patrick to set up for the next session.